This is The World. I'm Carol Hills in Boston, and Marco Werman is in San Diego at the studios of KPBS. Hey, Marco.
Hey, Carol. Greetings from the West Coast.
Marco, the West Coast must feel kind of far from Cuba, which is the subject on our show today. Of course, President Obama is there. But we thought it'd be interesting for you to point out the difference in how Cubans come to this country from the many Latinos who come, many of whom end up in Southern California.
It's a great point, Carol. I mean, the biggest difference for Cubans anyway, their wet foot, dry foot policy. Basically, if you land in the U.S., you stay in the U.S. That's the deal.
And if you're intercepted at sea, you're sent back to Cuba. But the wet foot, dry foot policy, it's got to feel like an unfair privilege to other Latinos.
No, it does, for sure. And it hurts even more knowing that deportation of immigrants is still at record highs, close to 500,000 people just last year. Now, in the past, a portion of those deportations, in some years as much as half, were convicted criminals. But now the number of non-criminal deportations is growing, and we're seeing more moms and kids crossing the border into the U.S. That's prompted a growth in the sanctuary church movement. Sanctuary churches are exactly that, houses of worship where undocumented people can go who fear deportation. And Carol, I visited one of them, the United Methodist Church in North Hills, which is smack dab in the center of the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. Let me take you back to Palm Sunday Mass yesterday. It began around 6:30 in the morning, about 60 people in a procession around the church grounds and into the street.
Este es el día, este es el día que hizo el Señor, que hizo el Señor.
North Hills is a pretty tough part of Los Angeles. Gang violence, especially Latino gangs, was rampant here through the 1990s. The LAPD managed to bring some of it under control. Bad stuff still happens, though. A year ago, gang violence most likely led to a fatal shooting in the parking lot of the church itself. Yesterday, on Palm Sunday, the mood was light, though. There was a strong turnout of talented musicians. The congregation waved their palm fronds, and people seemed relaxed and happy. But Pastor Fred Morris began his sermon with an ominous note.
No abra la puerta.
No abra la puerta. Don't open the door. He said it several times in Spanish and English, and the congregation, largely Latino, knew exactly what he was talking about.
If somebody comes and pounds on your door at 6 in the morning and says, "We're the police," you don't have to open your door.
Morris is the pastor at the United Methodist Church in North Hills, has been here for a year and a half. This church, the sanctuary, the community, all of this is his mission. He came out of retirement for it, urged on by an old friend, a Latina bishop.
I was living in a hammock in Nicaragua, enjoying my retired status. She asked me and my wife to come here and start a new faith community in this place.
He's been reminding his flock of their constitutional rights when agents from ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, might one day come knocking on their door.
If you open the door, they go in at gunpoint. If you don't open your door, they cannot come in.
Pastor Morris's advice has been useful to many in his congregation, including one family from Mexico who did not open their door when ICE agents paid a visit. That was last Wednesday, but moments after ICE departed, the father had to leave the house to take his daughter to school. That's when ICE pulled him over. Pastor Morris told the congregation about it at Mass.
Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, which is the largest police force in the United States, arrested one of our neighbors across the street over here, leaving his wife and two children. He is in a detention center in Victorville and is going to have to be dealing with deportation order. Esta semana, el miércoles.
That man, David Gonzalez, was detained. I met his wife, Beatriz Orduña Abarca, and we spoke about her husband's situation.
Ya a los pocos minutos, él me vuelve a llamar.
Beatriz said he was taken in because he was using a fake driver's license, but she hasn't heard much else. She doesn't know whether he'll be allowed to stay here or deported back to Mexico after living in the United States 16 years. One detail she's confused by is whether her husband is also being held on a years-old domestic abuse charge that she says had been cleared up. Pastor Morris has been trying to get them a lawyer, but as Morris told me, pro bono immigration lawyers are maxed out. As I spoke about all this with Beatriz, her 9-year-old daughter Lindsay sat close to her, the girl who was in her dad's car when ICE detained him last week. In the parking lot nearby, a weekly swap meet was happening. I asked Beatriz about what's been hardest without her husband around.
En todo, en todo. Él es el que se encargaba de De los gastos de la casa, renta, biles.
Everything, she says, comida. Everything. Rent, bills, food. And then she gets to a point where it's just too much to talk about anymore. There's been a history in California of churches offering sanctuary to undocumented immigrants. Here's Pastor Fred Morris again.
Back in the 80s, there were several hundred churches became sanctuary churches, primarily for Salvadoran refugees.
Many Mexicans come from rural places where there are no jobs to go back to if they're deported, so they're desperate to stay here. And Central Americans even more so. Gangs, especially in El Salvador, are ravaging their towns. Gangs that, as Pastor Morris pointed out, ironically got their start in Los Angeles and then exported their brutality back to Central America when the LAPD began getting them deported in the 1990s.
And so they deported hundreds, if not thousands, of Salvadorans, Hondurans, and Guatemalans, gang members, back to their countries. Well, these kids got off the airplane. They had no skills. They hadn't finished school. The only thing they knew how to do was to run a gang, and they were very good at that.
And that's why so many unaccompanied minors have been fleeing Central America and making their way to the U.S. ICE has targeted a lot of them since the beginning of this year. ICE has said it wants to send a message that they cannot come here and just stay. But for a lot of Central Americans, going back is an option that's too dangerous. It's also why Pastor Morris gave his church in North Hills sanctuary status.
I don't feel that we're at risk here at all because I don't think ICE is going to want to break down the doors of the church on camera for Telemundo and Univision. I think that's too heavy for them. They're not going to do it. But we're waiting now for a family willing to come in here and be our guests until we can appeal their deportation order and get it reversed. But then the problem is to get a case where the family is willing to go into voluntary incarceration in our church. Because once they come in here, they can't leave until we get the court case solved.
That's how worried members of his congregation are about deportation. Even going to the protection of a sanctuary church feels perilous, since it means openly declaring your undocumented status. Many are just not going to do that. No one has asked for sanctuary yet, including Beatriz and her kids from Mexico, who are now without a dad and husband. But Pastor Morris is keeping busy all the same, finding lawyers for this community in dire straits, raising money to help families left behind when there is a detention or deportation, keeping on message about knowing your constitutional rights, and trying to keep a sense of humor through the whole thing.
We're going to sing now the hymn that's in the bulletin. It's Un Largo Camino. This is in Spanish. If you don't know Spanish, make it up. Let's stand as we sing.
For the World, Marco Werman, Los Angeles.
Earlier, we heard about a different treatment reserved for Cuban immigrants and the wet foot, dry foot policy. It allows Cubans who make it here to stay, but it's not that simple. If you're nodding right now, go to PRI.org and quiz yourself on how much you actually know about Cuban immigration. This is The World.